I'm freaking out in the middle of the street.
Freaking out, it's too loud.
With the complete conviction of someone who's never had anything actually.
Is this more talking?
No, it's Florence the Machine, but it's like soft spoken, like.
To the feet.
La 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 la.
I don't think so.
Before she does that.
It sounds like they're talking a lot.
And now she's singing. Anyway, welcome back to Too Loud with Sal and Ryan. Coming back. It's Thanksgiving week. Thankful for all y'all. Yes, we are. Thankful to everybody who listens and follows us.
Well, trick question, Sal. If you would have said no, then I would have had to cut you out and we'd be Too Loud with Ryan and Ryan.
Why would there be?
I'd go pick up another Ryan. I'd say, like,
there's plenty of Ryans for you to go.
I know another Ryan.
Anyway, you're stalling because I wanted picks last week. And
No, you didn't.
Yes, I did.
You lost 3-7. You had 3-7. You had 3 picks.
You got 7 picks.
I got 4. I beat you. Even the Niners won. I think I may have had 5 picks.
So what are you saying? 3-7?
No, you got 3 out of 7 picks.
Okay, you said 3. You said,
well, you lost
3
four,
or 7.
You lost 3-4, though.
So. I should have got 5 picks right. I only missed 2 because of the stupid push. Because I got the Falcons right. I picked Falcons -3, and they won by 3.
Yeah, well.
And I wanted to pick the Colts. I even said on the show, oh, I would pick the Colts +8. And that got right.
Well, I got 4-7 right, Sal.
But that's not even that part of the show. We'll get to that picks later. And I ended up doing my punishment last night, night before.
Yeah, you did. Just posted on the Too Loud Pod, and then everyone will see the pain you were
in. Yeah, you guys will see this as this
episode. Oh, Sal felt like shit. That was funny.
It was awful.
I would say less than 1% of what he drank, and it was the hottest thing that touched my mouth. I was like, Jesus. It was like that for like 15 minutes.
My mouth was like sweating. It felt like it was crawling in my stomach. But again, we'll get to that. Let's get to the important stuff. The fact that we're 10-1, and we can't be stopped.
I let you start those people last week, and it worked out, Sal.
Right again.
Yeah, and that's why I am a great fantasy manager, because I completely just let you get control. You're like, why don't you put any fight up? Didn't put a fight up because you were fine. You had it all under control. It's too loud. And you proved yourself, Sal. You proved that it wasn't a lot of me doing this. You proved that it was definitely a joint effort, and without you, I probably would have been like 8-3.
8-3. Two losses. We had two more losses.
Two extra more losses. Oh, hell yeah, because of that last week, which was 1 week you saved me, and I feel like there was like another week you saved me, and there you go. 2 weeks, 8-3. That means you draft Joe Mixon and Davante Adams.
Joe Mixon almost failed us last week.
Yeah, he got hurt. He got a concussion. Got 9 fantasy points. It was fine, though. I mean, Joe Mixon is still a top guy, and then, I mean, we picked up Samaje Perine, so that's good. That's just good. He's going to be good because Samaje Perine just gets a lot of catches. Like, for some reason, they're like, oh, Joe Mixon's there? We'll throw to him sometimes. Samaje Perine's there? Oh, we're going to sling rock to him all game. That's why he got 30 fantasy points at the end of the Joe Mixon's 9.
And going back, it was my David Montgomery that proved itself right. Because I was like, we got to start David Montgomery this week. Like, really? Start David Montgomery? Because
right.
The Falcons gave up 20 points a game to running backs. And guess how many points he got?
Well, your
21
whole,
points.
Your main point was Cordell Patterson's go off on the fucking Bears.
He got 9. I'm glad. I know there's some leagues that don't count that as like fantasy points. And people were mad, but I was like, and it took a while for it to update. I'm like, oh, if this stupid touchdown doesn't update for our league, you're going to be all mad at me.
You were half right because you didn't start your boy TP, and you're the Cowboys fan. You're supposed to know when to start TP. I even told you, like, Tony Pollard against the Vikings, I guess. And then I just didn't want to get intervened because I would have fucked everything up because I said let's start Michael Carter. My card gave us like what he gave us 2.
Yeah, 2 points.
So there you go. So I mean, you did what you had to do, Sal.
I picked the right.
I was really impressed. We won because of you.
But it was your boy Davante Adams who scored 30 points again. That kind of bailed us out. And Brandon Ayuk at the end on Monday Night Football caught his 2 touchdowns.
2 catches, 2 touchdowns, all Christian Watson type points. I was proud of him. He did it in Mexico.
Yeah, it was a great time in Mexico for them. Lamar Jackson did do enough to help Coach Ben win, so we won by 4 points.
Barely.
In a thriller.
It was almost a Too Loud jinx because I was talking so much shit about Coach Ben that I was like, dude, he's really going to still beat us? But I should have known better that we were going to beat him. So, yeah, we're not 10-1.
Now we move on. Well, we'll keep going with that. So we move on to 10-1. Coach Ben's 4-7.
Yeah,
big playoff implications.
Done.
Now he's on the bottom part of the seed. He's the 9th seed now.
He's almost done.
It's Somebody else who's 4-7, tied with Coach Ben at the 10th seed, is Kamara Reddy, the defending champ. On the outside looking in right now.
He might not make the playoffs. That's rough.
Got barely another win against Bono's Bam because he has Justin Fields and Derrick Henry who are coming on late, but too late for Bono's Bam. Then Twin Double Stuff, one of
number
the
one
four teams tied at 6-5.
Jesus.
Beat the owner of Too Loud by 1 point.
He beat the owner of Too Loud. So what's owner of Too Loud's record now? He's been
6-5.
So that's like four out of his last five games.
Trash.
Even with Saquon and Christian McCaffrey still, and Jalen Hurts.
Jalen Hurts and Chris Olave.
That doesn't even make any sense. You just don't know how to start fantasy.
Well, no. So he lost by 1 point. He kind of got like how I was with D-Hop in the other game. Because once the Niners went up by so much, they took about all their starters. So he was down 1 point with like 10 minutes to go in the third. And they took out Christian McCaffrey.
Well, that's tough tits for him. He should trade him then to us.
Oh, my God.
Well, give him Cordarrelle Patterson.
Upset of the week. Championships demolished. Lunch Money. Give them their second loss. Lunch Money only scored 62 points.
And we're 10-1 now. We're the only 10-1 team now. Only one lost team in the league. That's crazy.
And those points came in only because of Debo. If it wasn't for Debo scoring that big touchdown run.
Yeah, I know. And he's having
Lunch Money would have even less.
Right now,
he only
too.
Got 5 from Miles Sanders. He got 18 from Raheem Mostert. No, but he only got 7. Wait.
Yeah, that's it. Just know, if you don't start Raheem Mostert this week either. He's hurt. He's doubtful. Bad idea. Bad idea.
But yeah, Lunch Money didn't do. He got no points from anybody. Nobody other than. There we go. That's what I was looking at. I was like, I know. It was all funky. Nobody other than Debo scored over 10 points for Lunch Money. That was the point I was trying to get to.
Well.
And Debo scored 22 points, so he had 40 points going into Monday Night Football.
Yeah, Jamar Chase too. His team's good, but
2 points from Kirk Cousins. No points from Clyde. 5 points from Miles Sanders. 9 points for A.J. Brown.
Stop starting Clyde. Clyde's done.
7 points for Kyle Pitts. It's horrible. And even his bench. Oh, his bench had Joe Burrow.
And I barely saw that Championships did put out that everyone stopped trying to trade him for his running backs. He put it on like a post. But then in October. But still, he said everyone stopped trading for his running backs. Don't even try to trade for his running backs. Get away. Just like us with Josh Allen.
Championships didn't have to do much, but they got 20 points from Dak, 20 points from T. Higgins. And everybody else scored more than 10 points. And sometimes that's all you need to win a fantasy game.
That's true. True that, true that.
In the next match, some more teams that are vying for playoff positioning. Austin Fair lost, big loss, to the Mike and Hassan podcast. They moved to 3-8. Looks like they're pretty much done, though. They're just trying to not be the worst team next to Bono's Bam.
Yeah, of course. I know. They never were able to rally a run.
It's because their podcast has nothing to do with sports.
That is true.
Yeah, it's absolutely nothing to do with sports.
But it's a great podcast.
Yeah, and Hassan's been on our podcast, and he knows enough.
But does he?
I mean, he's not doing well in our podcast, too,
he's
as friends. So, I mean, what does that say? But, yeah, Austin Fair, 5-6, one of the teams that are 5-6 as well, losing this week, though, to Mike and Hassan podcast. And it was because they got 31 points from Amari Cooper. He was going insane.
Yeah, Amari Cooper is so good of a pickup, and Deshaun Watson is coming back next week, so just be ready. Just be ready for this man to average 20 to 30 points.
Oh, he also got 14 from Dawson Knox. It looks like Dawson Knox is coming back. We may have dropped him too early.
No, he's not, because I started him in our league this week, and I'll tell you about it once it comes to our time.
And then Tyler Bass scored 23 for him, which really helped as well. A bum day. 21 points for Justin Jefferson wasn't enough against the Cowboys. Oh, no, wait. That's why I'm paid. He only got 6 points for Justin Jefferson because that was the week. Yeah, I got it right. Cowboys have played 2 games since we've last spoken, so it's tricking me a bit. But
threw him off.
Trayvon Diggs locked up Justin Jefferson, and that pretty much cost Austin Fair the game.
Yeah. Justin Jefferson's an animal. That was once-in-a-lifetime thing. He only has that twice a year, and then every other game's going to be 20 to 30.
As he proved against the Patriots. And then finally, not your father's.
Just going on a tear.
Another win. I think
that's a record now. I'm scared of them.
They're 7-4.
I'm scared of them.
They're easily the third best team, because it's us, Lunch Money, and then Not Your Father's.
Yeah.
And then it's like a battle, a malarkey behind us. Okay. But those are easily like the top three teams. And again, 140 points. They got 20 from Derek Carr. Good start for him this week. 19 from Travis Kelce, who went crazy on the Chargers. No, I'm sorry. 35 from Travis Kelce. Because I was like, he went crazy. How did he only score 19? He scored 35 points. Yeah, I was looking at the projected.
No, that's when he went off on the Chargers.
He scored 35 points.
That was beautiful, beautiful work. He always does it to the Chargers. It's tough.
And that pretty much won the game for him. That's why he also got 15 from Amara. He had 27 already from Thanksgiving.
Yeah. Amara St. Brown's been picking it up.
18 from Austin Eckler, who still hasn't gotten hurt. And a good Gabe Davis game with 11.
Fucking Gabe Davis, man. An inconsistent son of a bitch.
Pro Beer Sports got 10 points from Brandon Cooks. 14 from Buckner, but when your kickers... Oh, and actually got 27 points for Najee Harris. Is Najee Harris back now?
Yes, he's back. I traded for him in another league. I actually traded Deontay Foreman for him and Tyler Higbee, who actually has a knee issue now, so now it's good that Tyler Higbee's gone.
Well, we'll go on to that because Pro Beer Sports goes down to 5-6, and they have to play us in a very important game for them. This game pretty much means nothing for us. Which is funny because we're already dominating.
No, we're trying to win. I want to win every game. I'm mad because last year we sucked ass, and I'm sure everyone was making fun of us, saying, oh, how does this guy have a sports podcast? And then we just have to buckle down, show them what's up. We'll do this every year from now on. But
it was, again, to build the league.
Yeah, build. I guess, everyone thinking that they could run right through us. But we're the ultimate last villain to fucking face against. And we started Josh Allen, who gave us almost 30 fantasy points in a standard scoring league. Amazing. Tony Pollard gave us 8, but I mean, if that's what you're going to give us with 60 yards rushing, I'm still okay with that. Tony Pollard, that's his floor now. That's how good he is. His floor is 8, ceiling's 20, 30 something, which is like an Alvin Kamara type of thing. And then we started Dalton Schultz because we're going to start him every week.
Yeah, Dalton Schultz got 2 touchdowns.
Dalton Schultz almost fucked us with like 5 fantasy points, and we almost lost to Coach Ben because of him. But this week he made it back when we needed him the most, and we got 19 from him. But Pro Beer Sports started TJ Hawk, who's, you know, becoming a top 10 tight end easily in fantasy. Because he got 15, and he's just Kirk Cousins' security blanket, which is all the time, because Kirk Cousins always fucking flounder. And then they started Damien Harris, but Damien Harris got hurt in the game, so Ramondre Stevenson took the bulk of it with 20 fantasy points. Damien Harris only got 1. Now we're going against Najee Harris, and I'm scared.
Well,
Najee Harris might score 20-something on us.
Yeah, Pro Beer Sports needs this. They're the 8th seed at 5-6. A game behind the 7th seed. No, he tied with Austin Fair at 5-6. And Champion Chimps at 5-6. And then Twin and the Icon are tied at 6-5.
We stay at 11-1, right?
But yes.
Then that's all that matters.
We're still even with the loss, I'm sure we're still going to be ahead with Lunch Money. But they have Coach Ben and Kamara ready, both behind them at 4-7. And I guess maybe Mike and Assault podcast if they go on a run. But I doubt it.
Don't sound like you believe in them.
I don't. They only have 3 wins. All right. I just don't think the math is there for them.
Should we start Michael Carter?
Anyway, let's
move
on to this week.
Should we start
Dave
Montgomery? Or Deontay Foreman? Or Samaje Perine, who I kind of want to start. So
this week is not the week to play David Montgomery.
Nah.
Because they are playing the Jets. They have a great defense. And really want to prove that even with Mike freaking White, we can win a game.
Yeah.
And Justin Fields is hurt, which, I mean, would give Montgomery touches like he's been. But, again, the Jets are good. I don't see him having a good game. Deontay Foreman against your Broncos defense, I do not like either.
So, let's start Samaje Perine.
So, I like Samaje Perine.
Sam Darnold started, too.
Oh, that – but your Broncos defense is good.
It's awesome. Yeah. It's our offense. It's trash.
So, we can't start Samaje Perine. I like Michael Carter. So, honestly – I would be fine with starting Michael Carter and Samaje over Cordell Patterson because Washington's defense, like, they locked up Damon Pierce last week.
Yeah.
So, like, they could.
Okay, then. Well, we're starting Samaje Perine. Curtis Samuel's still there against Falcons, which is a good matchup, too.
That is a good matchup. But who do we have at receiver? We have Brandon Ayuk. Marshawn Lattimore's back, and Deebo might not play. And then we're not going to sit Davante Adams.
Never would.
So
going against Seahawks, though, I don't like this matchup. I think the the Seahawks are actually going to do something and hold them to like 13 or 14 type shit.
So wait, do you want to start Cordero or
we're
going to start Piron. We're going to start Samaje Piron. So yeah, we start Samaje Piron, and then we're keeping Brandon Ayuk instead of Curtis Samuel?
Oh, yeah. Brandon Ayuk's automatic now.
He's a start every week?
Yeah, he's an automatic start. It fucking sucks, man. Should draft him in more leagues.
Well, it's because we thought it was going to be, what's his face? Trey Lance.
Yeah.
Jimmy G, this is the same thing that happened last year, too, when Jimmy G went in. His favorite guy is Brandon Ayuk.
Yeah.
And that during their playoff run, they went to him. So, I mean, it's good that we have him on this league. But, all right, that's our matchup against Pro Beer Sports. We're already up big, 57-16, but we'll see if he could come back because it means more to him.
It does.
Speaking of a playoff implication game, twin double stuff, I think we'll clinch a playoff spot, if my math is right.
If he beats,
especially because he's beating one of the 4-7 teams, Kamara Reddy, the defending champ.
Who picked up Rashad White? Son of a bitch. What a nice pickup.
Who's the bastard? Oh, of course. He listens to our podcast the most. He knows all the moves.
Rashad White's good because I said Leonard Fournette is a hip issue. He's not going to come in.
But Thanksgiving, defending champ Ricky has a lot to be thankful for because he got 21 points from Stephon Diggs, who just murdered the Patriots.
And 8 from the defense.
And then 8 from the Bills defense, which is a good points for your defense. He got 11 points from Graham Gano, though, who had a good day against the Cowboys. But only 14 from Daniel Jones.
Twin didn't even start this Zeke, man.
He did it. This was a week to start Zeke.
This is going to be his tight end. He's just not going to have a tight end this week or what? He's going to have to figure out who to drop. He has to drop either Juju, James Robinson, the Seahawks defense, Brian Robinson, or Christian Watson, someone that we could all use.
Oh, wow.
One of those guys.
And he's going to have to drop in somebody anyway. Oh, because he had Dallas Carter. No, he's just going to drop Dallas Carter.
Because he's done?
He just hasn't, yeah. So he hasn't just, made that move yet. He gets Juju back, too. He's supposed to play this week. But if he is looking for a tight end, he should probably get Gesicki.
Alvin Kamara against the Niners, which in your other league you're not starting. Otis. Why aren't you starting Alvin Kamara? Kamara already going to start him.
Because I put Zeke in, and Zeke scored 16 points.
Why don't you just sit down George Pickens?
Well.
And then start Alvin Kamara.
We can talk about that when we talk about picks. But because George Pickens is a start every week. He's a man. Like, he's the best part about the Steelers. And if Najee Harris is playing a little better, too, that's going to take pressure off of him as well.
Well, Kamara already starts Patrick Mahomes, Josh Jacobs.
And the Niners defense are a top defense. What are you talking about?
And George Kittle. But he's starting Duvernay, which he should take out. I would take Duvernay against Jackson.
Who does he have? He should probably start.
I'd rather start Marvin Jones.
He should probably start Latavius Murray instead of Alvin Kamara, honestly.
No, he should start Latavius Murray instead of Devin Duvernay.
Well, Duvernay for sure.
Then that should be his lineup. But if he doesn't do that,
Marvin Jones against
he's still projected to lose. I mean, win.
Marvin Jones against Baltimore is a good matchup too.
I think Kamara Reddy's gonna win this one.
Although I'm kind of.
He has to start Latavius Murray though.
Yeah, he does have to start Latavius Murray. Or maybe Evan Engram.
No.
So my only thing about this game, like they look like good starts, but the safety is back from the Ravens. Their strong safety, and then Kyle Williams, the rookie, is playing fantastic. He's like the highest rated rookie just in the league in general.
Okay.
So I think their defense is cut. That's why like they're coming on at kind of the right time, but their secondary is still bad. So that's why I like the starts of Marvin Jones and Evan Engram. Especially because he started. Well, George Kittle gets the Saints. And that's a different same time matchup. But yeah, important game right there. Next game. This is a prime. This is a pretty prime time matchup. This is the Eagles-Packers, I think, kind of.
It is.
Because we have Lunch Money at 9-2 going up against owner of Two Loud Podcast. Maybe more the Patriot-Vikings game that we just saw.
There you go.
I think that's a more accurate statement. Owner of Two Loud Podcast, 6-5, still over 500, but lost a lot of games.
Everyone got people that are in hurt right now.
And Lunch Money had a big blowout loss. And now they have to be like, okay, we're fine. We're going to beat the Patriots. Don't worry. Like, we're still good. Are they still good? He got 15 from Saquon.
Raheem Mostert's not going to play.
So he's already up one. He doesn't have Raheem Mostert, like you said. Debo's probably not going to play either. Hamstring.
Fuck. Starting.
And Jamar Chase might play, though, so he could flip that.
And Christian Kirk.
Yeah, well. Against Baltimore is a good start, too. He did not start Kirk Cousins in a money matchup, but he's starting Joe Burrow against Tennessee. That's a big game. Tyler Boyd against Tennessee is a good matchup. But it's Christian McCaffrey against the Saints. Olave against the Niners. Rondell Moore, he's starting. He needs to put in.
He's out.
Should have started Michael Gallup. That was the Michael Gallup game. And I guess now his only option is either A.J. Dillon or Darnell Mooney.
Darnell
Mooney, and it's still – they're playing the Jets. Yeah. And Justin Fields is hurt.
Yeah.
Like, I get he gets caught. Like, if you have to start Mooney, start Mooney. Like, if you have no other receivers, like, it looks like he obviously doesn't have. But he's not the best matchup this week, so that's why I would say Lunch Money should win. He should Justin Jefferson him this week.
Okay. I got the owner of the Too Loud Podcast. He's going to lose. He's been losing too many. His team's good.
2-5-6 matchups. Austin Fair, champion chimps. Think for playoff, huge playoff implications right here. Just who's going to win? Who's going to advance? Who's the better team? It's already a close game right now. It's projected to be close, too. It's 39-38 in favor of Austin Fair.
What do you think about starting Joshua Palmer for Austin Fair? Joshua Palmer the guy now?
Josh Palmer? I mean, as long as the other two receivers for the Chargers are made out of glass, yeah. He's the only one that's not made out of glass.
Yeah, that's true. But also, why is Austin Fair starting Noah Font? Noah Font hasn't done shit the whole year.
I read somewhere that Noah Font was like a secret. No, because they're playing the Raiders defense. The Raiders defense is awful.
Okay.
Speaking of Justin Jefferson, though, he got pretty much 30 points from Justin Jefferson.
And 10 points from DeAndre Swift. Because DeAndre Swift fell off very hard. He's like going to give you 10
points. No, didn't fall off. It's just that he's using – the Lions are using him like the Browns used like Nick Chubb last year in fantasy.
Yeah.
Where like he'll run all the way, and then once they get to the goal line, they're just going to give it to Jamal Williams. That's why Jamal Williams is the top touchdown getter in the league right now. He's Kareem hunting him.
Yeah.
But Kyler Murray's coming back against the Chargers. He should get points for that. I hate starting Pacheco in any game. Everybody always says, oh, Pacheco. And he hasn't had a super, like, oh, wow, you had to start him this week. Like, no, I'm not a fan of Pacheco in any way. Against the Rams, I guess. Terry McLaurin is a great start against the Falcons. He already knows they're going to go crazy on his porous Falcons defense. We already talked about Noah Font, Josh Palmer, like we said. He could start. He should start stealing.
Should start Foster Moreau instead of Noah Font. What is he doing? Foster Moreau gets like, he has like the most targets in the red zone in the past 2 weeks by the Raiders.
You know what? I understand, though, why he would start Josh Palmer over Drake London and George Pickens.
He's not even starting George Pickens either.
Because they're playing the Colts, who have decent corners and a defense. And then he has Drake London against Washington.
Cardinals
again,
defense isn't that bad. Flying like a fast train, I don't feel you would just start George Pickens, wouldn't you?
I'd probably start George Pickens. Even Drake London. I'm starting Drake London in another league, too. I'm like, but yeah. I see why he's starting Jordan Palmer, but I would start Drake London. That's just personal. And championships. Dak, only 14 points from Dak, but 20 points from Ramondre Stevenson. Has him down only one to Austin Fair. He's got Jeff Wilson Jr., who's going to start this week.
He's a man this week. It's his time.
And they're playing the worst defense in the league, Houston.
And then keep looking down the list on who else he has.
T. Higgins against Tennessee. Cortland Sutton against Carolina. Juwan Johnson.
Who's Andy Dalton's boy.
Yeah, he's been catching touchdowns like every week pretty much. Oh, and Kenneth Walker at the flex Raiders. Against the Raiders. Oh, my God.
That's going to be awful.
Man, he's got Ramondre Stevenson, Jeff Wilson, and Kenneth Walker going into the playoffs.
That's why he said don't ask about his running backs. Wow. I'm trying to trade for my running backs.
His running backs are awesome.
I'm not trading any of them. And he has Dalvin Cook on the bench.
Oh, my God.
And that was a smart move by putting Dalvin Cook on the bench. Treylon Burks is coming alive.
Treylon Burks is coming alive.
I'd rather start him over Cortland Sutton, if I have to be honest with you.
But yeah, probably. Treylon Burks, you said what, over
Cortland Sutton?
Cortland Sutton?
Easy.
Yeah.
The Panthers defense isn't that bad. The team just sucks.
And then finally, a lot of great matchups.
Two left.
Yeah, two more. Not your father's. Just up 51-22 right now against Mike and Son podcast.
Just going to put the whooping on him.
Because they got 27 from Amon Ra, the sun god. That's what he is. He's a man. Gabe Davis Day, an 8. Well, not Gabe Davis Day, but
he got started him no matter what on the Lions, and he sucked ass.
He got 7 points from Gabe Davis, which is not the worst Gabe Davis game.
It's terrible.
Patriots D only gave him 1. Nick Folk gave him 15, though.
That's a lot of points for Nick Folk.
Mike Hassan already have 3 people played. Jacoby Myers with 9. Dawson Knox with 3.
Yeah, let's start talking about Dawson Knox. Let's talk about Dawson Knox.
All right.
Yeah, well, fucking Dawson Knox sucks.
Fair enough.
Fuck him. I started him over Foster Moreau. Big mistake on my end. I'll never do that again. Dawson Knox, the thing you got to rely on Dawson Knox is he's only good when they're locking down the outside guys and locking down Josh Allen. Josh Allen's going to panic and throw to him. If Josh Allen could run all over your team like he did against, say, the Lions, or throw at will to freaking Stephon Diggs, then you're not going to want to start Dawson Knox because he's just going to give it to those guys. So fuck Dawson Knox. It's a very spotty start. Rather start Foster Moreau.
So Mike Hassan has Aaron Rodgers against Philly, which probably won't be good for him. James Conner is kind of secretly a touchdown machine.
He is good. He could get you 17.
Like, he'll get you a touchdown and like 3 catches or something. So he'll get you into like 10 to 12 point game.
Yeah.
He's kind of like Zeke. He's just as good as having Zeke.
You're right.
Nick Chubb, though, against Nick Chubb, but against
the Bucks.
Bucks defense.
Not too hot.
Which it's like, Nick Chubb had a stinker game last week, too. Jacoby Myers already gave him 9. Garrett Wilson against the Bears defense is a good start, especially with Mike White.
Okay. So you think Mike White's going to come alive?
I guarantee he's better than Zach Wilson. I think the guys like him more than Zach Wilson.
Because he's just normal Mike White?
Yeah, he's just good old Mike White. They should start Super Bowl Flacco if they're going for a playoff push.
They should start Super Bowl Flacco.
Super Bowl Flacco could probably do some damage in the playoffs for the Jets.
Okay.
But they're starting Mike White. And Joe Flacco is backing him up. So Mike White probably, I'll wait for picks, but he'll probably get hurt. And then Super Bowl Flacco comes in, and then they just run the Flacco trade. But anyway, going back to Mike Hassan, he's going to lose to not your father's because they got Geno Smith against the Raiders. Austin Eckler against the Cardinals. Damon Pierce against the Dolphins. Ugh. DeAndre Hopkins against the Chargers. Ugh. Travis Kelce against the Rams.
Ooh.
Yeah, that's...
And they have Deshaun Watson waiting for next week.
Oh, my God.
Who's their quarterback?
Geno Smith.
They tried to trade us for freaking Josh Allen, too. Okay, now they have Geno Smith and Deshaun Watson. That's a lot of power right there.
They can start Elijah... Nah, don't start Elijah Moore.
Scared of their team, man.
They don't need... Yeah, they're...
They just got to know
really
when to
good.
Start the right defense, though.
Mike Hassan. Okay, whatever playoff push I may have thought Mike Hassan could put is over.
Puts
they're
a rest
not,
out.
Yeah, they're not going to be. Not your father's. Unless that's the jukes right there. Then the final game.
Bono's Bam is just awful.
He's not. He got 17 from CD.
No, but he's just awful. He's 2-9.
He is 2-9, but he can play spoiler to Coach Ben this week.
He could play spoiler like an ass.
But both quarterbacks, it would normally be a quarterback matchup because it's Justin Fields against Lamar Jackson. But Justin Fields hurt and going up against the Jets.
Dude, he has Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne.
And then Lamar Jackson is going up against Jacksonville, but he's kind of hurt or sick or something. He's just not practicing.
Yeah, he's sick again. He's a sick fool.
Coach Ben got 10 from Jamal Williams because he's the touchdown. He's the cream hunt. But Aaron Jones against Philly, probably not the best. Like you said, Derrick Henry and Travis Etienne for Bono's Bam. Deonte Johnson at receiver right now. With
he's
2 tight end system. Bono's Bam going with the 2 tight end system of Freiermuth and Tonyan.
Bro, he's not going to start DK Metcalf against the
He's not even going to start Mike Evans.
This guy's not paying attention. He sucks.
Or DK Metcalf, like you said.
He's a lost cause. But if
he could
wins,
play spoiler.
But if he wins, that would be funny. With the 2 tight end system.
Because, I mean, Coach Ben's got Alan Lazard and Paris Campbell, and it was kind of good.
It's like almost like the same as the 2 tight end system.
I could see why. Don't start Alan Lazard. Start Peoples Jones over Alan Lazard.
That's your call?
Yes.
Okay, that's not a bad call.
I know they're going up against Tampa, but like.
Peoples Jones is consistent, man.
Yeah, he is consistent. And those are the week
12. Too loud. Podcast fantasy.
Oh, yes. That's what's going on matchups. This week. Those are the matchups. We already said the standings. What, 2 more weeks?
2 more weeks until the playoffs. And 8 out of the 12 are going to go to the playoffs. There's no bye week for us. We're going to come in and have to just keep fucking churning, baby. It's not looking too good.
And you know what else was not looking too good?
Your picks.
My picks were great this week.
Thought they were.
I got 5 picks technically right. I only got 3 points out of it.
Commercial break. I'm gonna tell everyone my favorite thing about Sal. And then And that's my favorite thing every week after we do picks when we come back.
We are too bad. It's an honor!
Too loud.
So, I was hearing the playback on that last, what do you call it? What's the last part we did?
Like the last segment?
The last segment.
Or last episode?
So the last segment. So I was listening to the last segment, and I apologize that you guys had to hear a fapping sound. It sounded like someone was masturbating on the mic.
No.
And that was just the Florence and the Machine song. Just letting you guys know.
Yeah, she was just like stepping and clapping.
Was she stepping?
Yeah, her album and the Kendrick Lamar album are like the same exact album.
Where it sounds like jerking off?
No. Well, is that what you think the Lamar and Kendrick, when they're steppers?
I never listened to the album.
Listen to it. You have not heard songs on that album.
You know what's funny? I kind of hear them, and I just tune them out like an adult does when the child plays the reckless music in the car. That's what happens.
Anyway, welcome back. It's time for picks.
Yeah, as I said, I won my picks 4-7. So I'm up 2 picks in total so far because I beat you 4-7 to 3-7 2 weeks in a row, Sal. I got my picks of, just in case people wanted to know so they could fact check my ass. I got the Eagles -6.5 wrong against the Colts. I got
the
Bengals,
set
right,
the Colts on air. I should have got points for that.
Got that one. Jets, I got that one wrong, and barely because of a fucking miracle punt, Deshaun Jackson type punt return by the Patriots in that game, +3.5. I chose the Raiders, smart ass decision, +2.5. Broncos were up, they were up 3 points. It was 16-13 with 1:50 to go. The Raiders drive down, score a freaking field goal, then they get the ball back in overtime. Boom, and them on a Davante Adams like 30-yard Hail Mary. It was beautiful. It was poetic. The Broncos suck. And I got that one right. I got the Rams +3 wrong. I guess they don't always beat the Saints, especially when they suck. I got Panthers +13 right because the Panthers only lost by 10. And I got Niners -8 because it was in Mexico City.
Yeah,
you
had to get the split. We're tied technically.
So that's 4-7.
Because, I was just hoping for miracle in Mexico or something for the Cardinals. That's pretty much why. But I did get the Lions right against the Giants. I did get the Colts right. I got the Falcons right, but it was -3. So it's a push technically, but I picked the Falcons to win by 3.
Because I haven't given myself the push, so you don't give yourself the push.
I got the count. I should get even extra more points because I said Cowboys by 8. And I got that right. And the spread was 1.5.
No one was arguing against your 8, though, so you don't get extra points.
And I picked the... Yeah,
that's it. That's 3.
I should get that, but yes, I should get more points. I should get like 10 points for just how right I was. And our fantasy team did good. I was right 100% last week, except for the Texans and the Cardinals.
And
the only 2 games I got wrong.
And the Cardinals.
And the Bills.
I was like, there had to be 3, and then the 4th one was the push.
Because the Bills are rallying.
Well,
the Bills scored garbage points.
You lost, and I'm up 1 pick from last week and 2 picks in total on the month. And I think this is the last month, right, Sal? This is the last week of the month? Because we had our bye week. Yeah, so this is it.
Yes.
And then you're gonna have to do something else ridiculous if you don't fucking beat me by 2 picks this week.
Beat you. God damn it, this is the last week.
This is the last week, Sal, so get ready for the month. Because December, you're going to win because it's your birthday month. But this month, I'm not taking it easy on you.
It's fine. And I'll make the pick.
First pick. You know what to pick. Oh, well, the Cowboys already played.
Do you have the games up?
Just... pick a game.
All right. Well, the first game I'm picking is the Ravens. Cowboy game already happened. See, you already get me. I would have picked the Cowboy. No, I would have picked the Giants.
No, you wouldn't have.
Yes, I would have.
No, you wouldn't.
It was 9.5, and it moved to 10 by Thursday.
No.
I was like, take the Giants. That's easy money.
Keep going.
Anyway.
Fake swamp.
So I don't have to worry about that. So I got the Ravens -4 on the road against the Jaguars.
Got Ravens -4 on the road against the Jaguars. That's really good. But I wouldn't be surprised if the Ravens only won by 3 because they're that type of team. Their offense is kind of decimated, and their defense is.
I mean, they should get Gus Edwards back.
No, Gus Edwards, he got listed from healthy to questionable after today. So
it's a Kenyon Drake game?
It might be a Kenyon Drake game.
Damn.
Yeah, that's what it's looking like. Bengals Titans.
I mean, if you have Kenyon Drake, then.
What's the spread on that one? Bengals Titans.
Bengals Titans, it's Titans +2.5. All
right, I got Bengals -3.5 on the road.
2.5.
Bengals -2.5 on the road. So, I like Joe Burrow. They're coming off the bye. They're gonna Joe Burrow's catching fire right now. It's his, no, not coming off the bye. They're coming off of whooping on the Steelers. I got them beating. I get the Titans are a good team, but I think the Bengals are better.
All right, and then give me the Seahawks.
I knew you were gonna choose that.
-3.5 at home against the Raiders. Yep. The Seahawks need this win to stay in the playoff hunt, and they should not beat the Raiders. Raiders only won last week because they played the worst Broncos.
What's the spread on the Buccaneers-Browns?
It's 3.5 for the Browns at home.
3.5 for the Browns.
So the Bucs are favored to win by 3.5.
They're -3.5? On the road? What about the Panthers-Broncos?
Panthers-Broncos. Just saw that one too. It's a pick 'em. +1 for the Panthers at home. Because both of these teams are awful.
Give me Broncos.
Broncos on the road.
Broncos -1, right? Don't matter.
Let's ride.
Shut up. Choosing them, though, because Sam Darnold is just awful. And our defense is good enough to win this. So Sam Darnold's just awful.
You're saying that your defense should at least beat Sam Darnold.
Yes, that's the whole point. Russell Wilson could do whatever he needs to mess it up, but our defense against Sam Darnold's going to go crazy.
All right, give me... where was I? 14 points favorites at home, the Dolphins against the Texans.
You're taking the Dolphins?
Big spread.
-14?
By like 14 points for the Dolphins.
Dang, I hope the freaking Texans don't lose by one because Damian Pierce is going to go off, so make sure you take that into account.
They should go, like, this should be the game, this should be the stats game for Tua to put him in the MVP talk. What's like, if he has like a 304 touchdown game, people are going to be like,
what's
ooh.
The spread for Falcons Commanders?
Falcons, Commanders. Commanders favored by 4 at home.
Okay. I got Falcons +4 on the road. I just don't think the Commanders are going to keep this up. Commanders are a good team. Don't get me wrong, but Tyler Heineke's not the greatest thing. And the thing about the Falcons are they're the type of team to just beat a randomly good team or like a team that's decent like any given week. So they have that going for them. And the Commanders have been like riding high. They're like 3-4 game win streak. It's not going to. The Commanders aren't that good, dude. Like, and I think that even last week after they beat the Texans, you're like, oh, like, we're right about them. It was the Texans, so then Falcons.
No, you know what? It's because it's 4 that I think that's good. If it was 3, like, I think that would be worse because I could see the Commanders winning by – the Commies winning by 3.
Yeah.
And you still pick that one. But, all right, my next one I will get – the Niners at home by 9.5.
Niners at home. So you're taking my Niners after I chose them last week?
Yeah, they're playing the Saints too. I can't put my finger. I don't know if they're like tanking or just bad or what's the deal for the Saints.
It's going to be a good Niners run.
Sometimes they're just bad. They played a horrible game against the Rams, and the Rams aren't even like.
The Seahawks are good. And they're going to keep winning as well.
Rams, the Niners need this a lot because they're with the thing. Rams Chiefs?
Yeah.
Pick your boy Patrick Mahomes, 15.5 at home against the Rams. And no Matt Stafford?
No Matt Stafford?
Yeah.
15.5?
Yeah, at home.
I'm a chill.
No Matt Stafford, no Cooper Kupp, no Daryl Henderson.
Chargers-Cardinals. What's the spread on that according to MG?
Cardinals +3 at home.
Cardinals +3 at home?
They're giving you the Cardinals at home. Giving 3 points to the Cardinals at home. I had this one bookmarked.
I got Chargers.
But I'd rather you pick the Chargers.
Chargers -3? That's what it is?
Yeah.
Chargers -3. Got it. That's me.
It's a bold one, sir.
It is a bold one.
And you know what?
You going to go with the Chiefs one or what?
I don't want that one.
It's a big spread.
You know what?
Eagles-Packers.
Well, we'll talk about that because that's the one. We'll talk about the Sunday night primetime ones. But, you know what? I'll take the Jets -6. Mike White. Or Super Bowl. No, this is what's going to happen. Mike White's going to get hurt. And then Super Bowl Flacco is going to come in. And they'll win by a touchdown against the Bears. Because Justin Fields is hurt. They shouldn't even play Justin Fields, to be honest.
They shouldn't? You think they're just going to fuck him up? Because that's like kind of what Robert Saleh said in the press conference, too.
But, like, also, his best success is running the ball, and he has a torn shoulder. You don't want him to keep running the ball then if he has a torn shoulder. So why even play him? He's good. He already proved that he can, like, win games if they play a bad enough team and, like, call the right game for him. There's no reason why. The Jets are going to be mad because they're playing against Zach Wilson. And that defense is just going to beat him up. So Jets by touchdown. I like that one.
I got the Bucks. What's their spread again? Minus what?
Bucks minus 3.5 on the
road. Divorce Tom Brady's going crazy. Rashad White's better than Leonard Fournette. He's got all his offensive weapons pretty much. When I'm talking about the receivers. And the defense is just going to play reborn. So Browns are good, but they probably going to lose this one and then bounce back and win against the Texans when Deshaun Watson comes back next week.
Are we missing the game?
Are we missing
the game? Oh, it's Chiefs-Rams, huh? No one's picked that yet.
No one's picked Chiefs-Rams.
Damn it. It's the two prime times. Damn it, you're giving me Chiefs-Rams. I'll take Patrick Mahomes.
So why don't you pick Packers-Eagles? Oh, you just want to keep those for last?
Well, that'll be last, and I don't want to pick the next game. I'd rather you make the pick for the next game.
And what game we're going to choose?
What that you're going to choose.
Yeah.
Like, I'd rather you have to choose between Steelers-Colts. I'm taking Chiefs. I'll just have Patrick Mahomes on my
plus
side this week.
+15.5?
Yeah, plus 15.5.
Okay.
And minus 15.5. And nice. Then you can pick this next game, which is the Colts and the Steelers on Monday night. Yeah, Colts are favored by 2.5.
I got the Steelers. The Colts are favored 2.5?
They're at home. And they play good against the Eagles, and they...
You know what? You're right, then.
They're playing better with Jeff Saturday. With all the shit everybody talked.
Yeah, that's true. Now you're making me think. God damn it.
That's what I'm saying.
Oh,
that's
my
a
God.
Hard game.
Fucking... Najee Harris is reborn. +2.5 or -2.5 Steelers?
+2.5 Steelers on the road.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with them. Even though Steelers lost to the Saints, which is... Oh, no, they beat the Saints. No, they're decent. Yeah, Steelers. They got smacked up by the Bengals last week. That's what happened.
Then that only leaves us with the Sunday night game. Packers-Eagles. Eagles favored by 6.5. And this one we're split. Well, I'm split on personally because those are my two jinx teams that I always pick. So, like, watch them lose. It's worked well for the Packers. It's kind of proven my point that the Eagles aren't as good because they can't beat the spread at all this year.
They only won by one against the Colts. So how many matchups have you picked so far? 6, have you?
Yeah.
So then this is the one where we both pick sides, right?
Yeah.
Well, what are you feeling? Yeah, I'm going to let you take lead on this one because now I'm contemplating. But I know who
well,
I want.
The pack. So here's the thing, actually. Although the Vikings won, so I think it kind of changes it a bit. But if the Packers win out, the last game's against the Vikings. And if the Vikings kind of like lose a couple games.
Okay.
Like, the Packers could take their spot.
Yes.
So, the Packers are not out of it, but Aaron Rodgers has a broken thumb. But the Packers suck. Like,
what are you picking?
You
want? Oh, you want me to pick this one, too?
I'll just give my curse powers to think the Eagles should win. Eagles should win by a touchdown, though.
I'm going to take the Packers.
You're taking the Packers?
Yeah, I feel like this is a trap game, and we kind of said that the Eagles are just going to fall off in the second half of the season.
Yeah.
This is the second half of the season. So Tom Brady start falling off and showing really shows who's the best teams in the NFL, and I'm sure Tom Brady's going to go on like a 5-game win streak. All the normal stuff happens, you know?
Yeah, and also, like, they should win by a touchdown, but it's going to be close. Aaron Rodgers, prime
Packers
time.
What?
Packers +6.5.
Okay. Yeah, I got it.
But the Eagles should win by a touchdown if they're good.
I think they're going to win. I don't think so, and I think you're being patronizing to the Eagles.
I'm being very patronizing to the Eagles.
Yeah. Well, that was our Week 12 picks. After this week, we are going to decide who lost the month and who's going to have to do a punishment. Sal took a Demon Seed shot and then drank some terrible shot. I don't know what it was called.
It's like a garbage shot.
It was a garbage shot, but Sal said it wasn't that bad.
No, it wasn't. It didn't hurt.
Compared to the demon shot. Which
the demon shot hurt. Like, I had to sit down for a bit, and I was sweating, and my mouth was sweating.
It was funny to look at, and it was a culmination of all your bad picks, and I love it.
I was just like, oh, this sucks.
But right now, I'm up 2 picks, Sal. You need to beat me this week. You need to go on like a 5-7 picks, me go 3. Because if I go 3-7.
You need to just get it wrong. That's why I gave you all the hard picks kind of this week.
I got 4. I've been getting 4, so I've been getting them wrong. I've got what? 12 out of. No, I got 8 on my last 14 picks. I'm not doing good. I'm off.
That's more than 50%.
But I'm off, though.
Just because you're not hitting 80% does not mean
that means you're off. Yes, you're supposed to hit them every single time.
No, this proving though is that we're both good at picks. We both know we're just our fantasy team like all over again.
We are good at fantasy. And the playoffs are coming around, and we're going to be freaking talking shit about that too. And we're the most dominant team in our podcast league. But we'll be back for another episode for week 13, and we are too loud.
Too loud.
Gobble, gobble, bitch.